everyone. Welcome back to the Ether Real podcast. I'm super excited this week because I have a very, very special guest. We have the fabulous, gorgeous, absolute babe, insanely talented, Lucy Hale.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you, my love. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so
much. Me and Elvis, I have my dog Elvis here, and we are thrilled to do your podcast. We've been talking about it for a while, so I'm glad we can finally get it done.
I'm so honored that Elvis has joined us too. Elvis is in the house.
Elvis in the house.
And I have to say that you're really the whole reason that I'm doing this podcast, because
I mean, I don't want to take all the credit, but you had the idea, but I think I just gave you a polite little nudge.
You did. You definitely gave me a nudge. You were like, you have to do this. We can talk about all kind of, you know, crazy.
It's so important, though. There's not enough stuff like this out there. Like, I know for me, I wish I had started learning about all this years ago, but I didn't know where to find it. And, you know, along with a lot of other people, like, I've had an interesting spiritual journey, and meeting you was, you know, how all of this kind of got started. But, no, it's so important that you're doing this, because people need a place to go to when they don't know where to go to or who to talk to. So
thank you so much, love. And just to give a little bit of history for our listeners, so I'm a Reiki master and I work with angels and crystals. And so we were introduced and we started doing a bit of work together, and really just had magical sessions and, you know, connecting with spirituality, really.
And I was trying to think, how long ago was it? It's been like 5 years.
I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, time flies, doesn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking a lot about that today, about our spiritual experiences, what works for you, like what kind of things you like to do to stay balanced. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk a little bit about the project that you're working on now. So you've just shot your new show, Katie Keene, in New York. So how was that experience?
Oh my goodness. We just wrapped season one. I feel really lucky we got to finish it before all of this craziness has started. We got lucky in that sense. But, I mean, overall that show was just dream role, dream job, dream city, dream people. Like it was everything that I had sort of been manifesting and like praying for. And I slowly realized, I was like, oh my God, this is the job that I had been trying to come up with in my head. It came to fruition, which is, it's so wild when you think about it. 'Cause I would like go back to journals and, you know, I wanted to incorporate singing into a show and I get to sing on the show, and, I wanted to film in New York and I got to film in New York. So, it really was like one of those, well, we're still doing it. We're still coming back for more whenever we get out of this craziness in the world. But it's one of those jobs that reminded me of how much I love what I do and how lucky I am to do what I do. And, just a blast, a joy all around. And I think right now the show is probably doing better than ever because it is such like a bright light. It's a really optimistic show. And I think more people are watching it now that things are so dark and heavy. So
definitely. I started watching it. I've watched the pilot and I love it so much because I actually trained in fashion design.
Did you?
Yes, I trained in fashion design. So Katie Keene actually reminds me a little bit of myself in my younger days.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that she's just whipping things up on the sewing machine.
Oh, yeah. She's a busy lady.
So fun. And like you say, thank God you got to complete that before all this craziness started. And you actually did quite a bit of traveling as well, in that you went to the fashion shows. You were at Milan Fashion Week.
I did. I went to Milan Fashion Week and Paris Fashion Week.
Wow.
Also right before all of this started. So I'm glad that I got home safely.
Yes.
But it's been a really fun, you know, aside from everything else, it's been a really a cool past couple of months, you know, just as far as the show premiering and getting to travel and everything, yeah.
And what I love about what you said just now was that you really manifested this role. So do you feel like, because I feel like for me, my journey was like, I didn't realize that I could consciously create things in my life. I just kind of thought things happened to me. But then I realized looking back, like how excited I would get about opportunities, and then those opportunities would come and I would, you know, I would get a certain job or a certain part. I actually did Project runway in the UK. And I thought that just kind of happened to me. But now I realize actually I created everything.
Right.
So now I consciously try and create things. Is that the case with you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, thoughts are powerful. Your thoughts become who you are, and your thoughts become what you do and who you bring into your life and the blessings that come into your life. It all starts with you. And so for me, growing up, I grew up in a religious household. I grew up Christian and going to church. And so praying for me is what manifesting is now. So like I consider like prayer and manifesting the same sort of thing, because
absolutely.
You know, you pray for your family, for health, and whatever it is you want in your life. And how I started to see a change in my life is like, it started with like simple everyday things, like today is going to be a good day. Today is going to be a good day. Today is going to be a good day. And even if you don't necessarily feel great, but you tell yourself that, like, sure enough, at the end of the day, it was a great day. And so I kind of just like started it with as simple as that. And then, but now I'm at the point where I get very specific about like a job, or, you know, I'm single. So like right now I'm writing down the exact specific type of person that I want my partner to be.
Yes,
and even if it feels silly, I mean, like at the beginning I was like, this is so ridiculous, I feel so dumb, but no, the universe listens to you.
Yes.
The universe listens to you, and it's scary how spot on it can be if you believe it hard enough. I mean, it goes back to, what was that, the book that was so popular, The Secret.
The Secret,
that's all about the power of positive thinking. And
yes,
you know, absolutely. It's changed my, I'm a much happier person.
Yes.
You just have to change your mindset a little bit.
You really do. And it's so right. Starting the day with a positive mantra, that really helps set the tone for your day.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And The Secret, that was a pivotal moment for me when I watched that program. I actually watched the program and then I read the book. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to put this to the test. And then when I did, to see the things that came to me, I was like, I wish I'd known this like 10 years previous.
I know.
And then you can really take it deeper with teachings like, I don't know if you've come across Jerry and Esther Hicks, but that is where The Secret got their information from.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they started kind of channeling information back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And so when I read their material, it took it to an even deeper level.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they got a lot of their information was channeled, but they got their information from a book called Seth Speaks, which set them on that path. And that is just like next level.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Yeah, really cool though to consciously create in our lives.
Right.
So I'm so happy to hear that you're doing that now, and you're doing amazing.
I try. I still have bad days, but...
Of course, we're only human, right?
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you a little bit about the position we find ourselves in now, because you're always such a busy bee. You're flying all around the world, and now we're all forced to stay indoors. Like,
what
are you doing with your time? How are you staying balanced?
Yeah, I mean, you and I have talked quite a bit about this, but, you know, I'm already... Most of us are not good with time off. You know, we're all addicted to work. I think that's what a lot of us are realizing now, is we're addicted to just the hustle of life. And so for me, I mean, you know, we're all going to take away something different from this time, I think. And for me, it's just a good reminder that life isn't about your job or your money or whatever it is. Life is about enjoying it. And if anything, I'm like, oh my God, I love my friends. I love my family. I miss them so deeply. And also a reminder that it's okay to slow down. Like, I think, you know, the whole universe, we're all in solidarity over, we're slowing down.
Yeah.
As a whole. And it's kind of, you know, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's so right. We've been forced to slow down. We've been forced to assess, like where we are in life. Are we happy? What do we truly appreciate? And I think what you've just said there as well, I find myself in that position because I'm originally from England and all my family is there. And
yeah,
you're from Memphis and obviously you live in LA, so it's pretty far away. And just like having that connection with them is important.
Yeah. I mean, it's been, you know, because it's just me and Elvis. And it's, and I'm one of those people that I like to be distracted. I like to be busy, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, for a lot of us, like sitting alone with our thoughts and just like being alone with ourselves, that can be really daunting. And typically freaks me out, but it's forced me to focus on like areas of my life that I want to change or work on. And, you know, we're at the point now where I don't know how long this will last. It could last another month or another 2 months or however long. So I'm just trying to make the most of it,
yeah.
You know? And some days that's, I literally will sleep in until 2 p.m. So it kind of varies.
But isn't that kind of cool that it's okay?
It's nice. And I'm not in trouble over it. Like, it's great. I feel like I'm doing something illegal when I sleep in a little too much.
Yeah, make the most of it, because when you have kids, it's just like zero
oh,
sleep.
Oh, gosh.
Sleep while you can now.
I know. I feel for all the parents right now. There is no...
Oh my gosh, the homeschooling is just like, and it's the work that I do and like the meditation and the connection with like angels and spirit that is really keeping me sane right now in this period of like self-isolation and homeschooling for the kids. It's just, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have it. And I feel like that's why it's so important that maybe we like rebrand self-quarantine to spiritual quarantine,
right?
So we can all go inward and really do the work.
Absolutely. This can be like super positive for people. If once again, gotta change your mindset,
right?
Because you can get sucked into that dark hole of you know how scary this time is, and it is scary, but like you said, it can be an uplifting time for...
Definitely can. And I think it's so important to really limit any kind of the media coverage. Like,
yes.
Try not to watch the news, because half of it isn't true. Like, you know, I know that you, like myself, love a conspiracy theory.
I do. I just... I'll let you finish.
Right. We're like, it just, something doesn't quite add up about this whole thing. But what I think is that it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. We can unturn every stone to try and find out the truth of what is really happening.
Right.
But actually, we're in this situation and we just have to deal with it. And we have to take care of ourselves, implement a self-care schedule, like have a routine. And really see this as a time of awakening, because actually the positive side of this, like if we take the fear consciousness and, you know, everything going on with the virus out of it, this time that we're in has actually been prophesized about.
Really?
Yes. It's a great...
I knew that there was a woman who wrote a book, super vague, and she had predicted this. That something like this would happen, like back in the 80s or something.
Yeah, there's been many prophecies about it. Like even back to the time
of
Jesus, this was prophesied. So we've entered a new 2000-year cycle, which is known as the Golden Age of Aquarius. And this is when there's a huge conscious shift for humanity. Old systems that don't serve the greater good break down. And nobody knew how it was going to come about. But it seems that this is
what's happening.
This is what's happening. And as a result, I feel like we are all awakening. I mean, today is a very important date. It's the 4th of April, 2020, which in numerology equates to 444, which is an angel number, super powerful. And it's an alignment in astrology. It's the alignment of Jupiter and Pluto. So we all did, you joined in the mass meditation. We just did a mass meditation today, didn't we?
I just wanted to say, your voice is so soothing. You like need your own meditation app as well. I'm gonna force you to do that next.
Watch this space. Lucy Hale's gonna force me to do my meditation app.
Power, I love positive thinking.
Yes, I'm gonna visualize it.
Yes,
I do. I'm actually writing a book as well. So
of course you should. You've been such like so inspiring to me, and I've learned so much about you. I'm telling you, like I knew nothing about energy or healing or angels or angel work or anything before I met you. It just, the story of how I met you, it was like word of mouth. I was going through like a really, really difficult time in my life. And I forget, who was it?
So I know the story, because I actually was going to say, I wonder if you know the relevance of it, because it's really kind of cool. So one of my friends was in a movie, Miracles from Heaven with Jennifer Garner. And I went to see her at the premiere, and I met your... publicist.
Yes. My old publicist.
I was talking with her and I told her about what I did. And then you messaged me maybe the next day.
And yeah, because I had a photo shoot. I met up with my publicist and she's like, you wouldn't believe it. I met this amazing woman. And I was like, well, what does she do? I'd never in my life like heard any, I didn't know, I'd never even heard the word Reiki. But she told me about it. And I was like, I knew like in my gut, I was like, this is what I need in my life. This is what I need in my life. Because I was so lost, just spiritually, everything. Just was in a weird, weird place. And sure enough, like I've learned a lot from you. And it's just crazy how all those things connect.
I think it, and as well, like it was really quite miraculous that the way that came about, that just through that conversation with that woman, then we formed this wonderful relationship and went on and took you on this healing journey. And it was from that premiere, Miracles in Heaven, which was all about miracles and like know, angels and things, you know.
That's so crazy.
Really cool. So on that note, I want to ask you, I know that we've had some kind of really cool supernatural experiences in our sessions, but does anything come to mind like where you had a supernatural experience,
like
I don't know,
like without me
without
you around. I mean, I definitely
me,
like
Lucy.
Amazing things happen when I'm around you for sure. I definitely just like in general believe that there's so much around us, like good and bad. I believe that angels are protecting us at all times. I believe that our loved ones, I don't know. There's so much about like reincarnation that I still want to like, we have never actually talked about that. I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah, that's a whole other rabbit hole.
Just about death and where we go. And I just want to pick your brain about that. But I also think, you know, on the flip side there, you know, where there's good, there's bad, where there's light, there's dark. So, I mean, I've had some like haunted experiences, but I'm trying to think of, I firmly believe I lived in a haunted house, shortly before I met you. I'm just a believer, but I mean, I want to be one of those people where I'm like, I felt something. Oh, no, I have a great story. So my grandmother, you know, my grandmother, you see her sometimes with me. So she had this specific smell in her house. It was like potpourri mixed with her perfume and like cooking in the kitchen. It was like this very specific smell. And this was probably a couple years ago. My sister called me and she was like, Lucy, you'll never believe this, but I was walking outside and I smelled Grammy. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, well, the smell in her house. And I said, Maggie, that's so crazy, because like a few months prior, I was in the middle of filming Pretty Little Liars and we were outside. It was like the middle of the night. And I got a whiff of like that smell. And I would recognize it anywhere. And that's probably happened like twice. And I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that like that's her just saying, hey, what's up? Hope you're doing well.
Yeah. And that is one way that spirits can let us know that they're there. They'll send us a very distinct smell. Often with angels as well, you'll get a beautiful smell of like roses, otherworldly, but it could be compared to roses. And I believe that can also be like an ascended master, like Mother Mary. When I get a visitation from a divine feminine kind of angel or ascended master, it smells like that beautiful scent of roses. So that's so cool. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, and you've met Maggie. You've met my sister.
And Maggie, yes.
Well, we have to tell that story. This is so funny.
Oh, yeah. And she just had a
story.
Baby. So congratulations,
yeah,
Auntie Lucy, again.
A mommy of three. But you met... because you and Barry.
Yeah, so my husband Barry is an actor. He was on a show for NBC, which was shooting in Memphis, which is where you're from.
Yeah.
And so you very kindly set me up with your sister, Maggie.
Yes.
And we did play dates with the kiddies. And it was just such a godsend.
She loves
such a godsend
me, you guys.
Me. She's amazing. And oh my gosh, her interior design is phenomenal.
She's very talented.
Like,
I'm so proud of her because, once again, talk about manifesting. This is something she's wanted to do for a really long time, and she's just so good at it. I'm so jealous because I'm so not good at it and at all.
But to be fair, you make up for it in other areas.
Well, you know, you can't have it all, I guess. But no, she said she was going to do it, and she started her own business, all while raising 3 children. It's
wow,
pretty,
she's a superhero.
Yeah, she's a badass, yeah.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. And then she's just given birth to baby Oliver.
Baby Oliver, he's probably so a little over a month now, and I'm so grateful I got to go home right pretty much the day after he was born, before all this started. So I got to see family. I got to hold him, and he's so tiny. I'm like, I don't know how something so small can be real.
Oh,
he's just so cute. So it was good to see them and get a little dose of home for a bit.
Yeah, I'm so glad you got to meet him and see little Lula and Glennis. It was so beautiful.
So precious. Yeah.
So cute. Yay.
Little angels.
Well, hopefully all this will be over. And especially after our mass meditation today, I'm expecting like some mountains to
we
be moved.
Some changes.
Please, can the kids go back to school next week? Come on.
Yes.
Come on, angels. Help us out here.
Your lips to God's ears.
So I want to move on because I do have a question from one of your biggest fans. So my friend Kate has a daughter, Bronte, and
Bronte,
isn't that such a
That's
gorgeous
a beautiful name?
Yeah,
never
I
heard
love
that.
It. Yeah, Bronte. And she is a huge fan of Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to say hey and ask, what is your typical, like, what is a typical day in the life of Lucy Hale? So pre-self-quarantine.
Pre this? Okay. Hi, Bronte. Love your name. Okay, so I'll give like a typical day in the life of Lucy pre-quarantine and not working. Because when I'm working, I'm on set 17 hours a day, and that's just what I do.
Right.
But typically, on any other given day, I'll let myself sleep in a little, not a lot, because I like to work out in the morning. So I'll get up around like 8. I'll make a cup of coffee. I'll take Elvis on a little walk. And then I'll do like Soul Cycle, which is a spin class, or I'll work with my trainer.
I love that.
Yeah, I miss it.
I went once and I didn't go back though because I couldn't work
really?
For a week.
Yeah, it'll kick your butt. It's good. So I'll do that. And then what do? Whenever people ask me these questions, I'm like, wow, I need hobbies. I need things to do.
It's hard when you put on the spot though. Like, I can't remember really what I mean, that's baby brain, but it is.
Yeah. But also like, I just love what I do. Like, I love my job. So that consumes a lot of my life. I go through like reading phases. I'm reading a really good book right now called Where the Crawdads Sing. And it's really beautiful. It's a very beautifully written book. It's like murder mystery set in the South in the 50s.
You love a murder mystery, don't you?
I love a murder mystery. And a lot of my life is crime documentaries, true crime podcasts. It's really funny because, and then I'll get back to the question, for someone who like loves all of your energy work and being a light and vibrating high and all that, I love the dark stuff too. I do. I'm like fascinated by serial killers and people that are just have snapped. I don't know what it is. I guess it's just the psychology behind it all. But
yeah, I mean, definitely interesting, but definitely the polar opposite of angels.
But that's me in a nutshell. I'm an extremist. I'm either black or I'm white. I'm here or I'm there.
That's why you're so interesting. I love it. Don't change. But definitely
delve
a little more into the light so you can take
the scale there. Exactly. What else do I do in my day? I love to hike. I love being outdoors. That's it. Oh, I did just teach myself to cross stitch.
Good job.
So this is something I used to do as a little girl, and I loved it, and I completely forgot how to do it, and I just picked it up. This was post-quarantine, though.
Right.
But I feel like I'm going to keep it up. It's really fun. It's very simple once you get the hang of it.
Good job. But I feel like that's so important to, like, learn a new skill as well and to do new things. I mean, randomly this afternoon, we decided we were going to paint the outside of the house because one of the walls on the house. So
absolutely.
All the kids were all covered in paint. It was fabulous. And I said
so
to my husband, we would never do this unless we were quarantined.
It's people are going to have really organized houses by the end of all this. That's for sure. Yeah.
It's a good time to purge, for sure.
Yes.
Yes. And I love that you said you like to hike, because to get out in the great outdoors and to connect with nature is so healing as well.
Oh my gosh. Well, did I ever tell you about my trip to Yosemite that I took?
Oh, no, but I don't know if we did. Yosemite.
I took a solo trip there last July. I went for like 4 days on my own and just, I mean, I think I hiked over 30 something miles, and I didn't camp or anything. I stayed in a hotel, but it was the most healing, powerful thing I've probably ever done. Right. Physically, physically it was the hardest thing I've ever done, but also being I would wake up early in the morning so I could be at the top of wherever I was hiking by myself. And so I'd wake up at like 3:30 in the morning, I'd start hiking because I wanted to be alone at the top. And you're moved to tears. It sounds so cheesy, but like you seriously can't, you feel so small in a good way. Like your problems seem so insignificant. And I actually had a trip to do it again, but once again, coronavirus hit, but it's like you said, it's so important to be close to water or to be out in nature. I think that, you know, we lose sight of that. I know I do sometimes.
Yeah. And especially living in the city where everything, it's just, you're constantly on the go. Yosemite is the perfect antidote. I remember going there for the first time and just being blown away. Like,
yeah.
When you come through the tunnel, I know there's a specific name for it, and you see like Half Dome in the distance, and just the magnitude of it is mind-blowing.
It doesn't even look real, too. You look at it, and you're like, this is, well, it was hand-painted by God and by angels. I really believe that. I mean, it just doesn't even seem...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gives you complete perspective, doesn't it? It's like, oh my gosh, we are just like this tiny grain of sand, or this tiny drop in the ocean.
Right.
And this is just magnificent. And to connect in that way is so healing. It does. It gives you perspective on all your problems. And you actually realize that, you know what, there's always a solution to every problem. Always. Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's something that you really get through doing this kind of work, being whether it be energy healing or spirituality. And you know, it's always so worrying to see that like suicide rates are on the up, and people feel like there's no way out, they don't know where to go, and they're in such a dark place that they can't pull themselves out of it. But there's always a way out, and you just have to connect with the light. And sometimes when you're in such a dark place, you just don't think there's any light there, but there is. There's always light there. Right. And I just feel like it's such an important message, and you're such an inspirational role model for so many people. So it's really wonderful to hear you talk about how you stay balanced. And
well, I mean, that is that is a struggle for all of us, is staying balanced. And and there is no end goal. I think there's always room to grow. I think that that's what's so great about it, is like you can always be better and try more and learn more. Yeah. But I've definitely come a long way, and you've been a lot of help in that area. So I thank you for that.
I love you. Honestly, it has been an absolute joy. You've been a real blessing, and every client, and I don't even want to refer to you as a client because you're my friend.
You can friend/client.
Friend/client. Everyone that I work with, I learn from. We're always all learning in this life and evolving and growing. And every experience we go through, sometimes as awful and as tough as the experience is, we are always growing on a soul level, and that's what we're here to do. I do believe in reincarnation, and I believe that through many lifetimes we grow and we evolve on a soul level. And it's funny because I was raised Catholic, and so therefore never really believed in reincarnation. But I've since discovered that actually Jesus spoke about reincarnation. It was just eliminated from the Bible.
It's interesting,
And it's like, I did actually know that. Yeah. So it was eliminated to take the power away from us as individuals. Because if we think we've only got one life to get it right, and the only way to get it right is to go to the church and confess our sins and take away our power.
So interesting. Right? Yeah.
And I've just read a truly amazing book called Mary Magdalene Revealed, which I think you would absolutely love,
okay.
Lucy.
Mary
You would
Magdalene
love it.
Revealed.
I'm going to get it for you.
Oh, thank you.
And it is just absolutely fascinating to read how the divine feminine was shut out of religion, really, and that Mary was Jesus's closest disciple. She was the apostle to the apostles. He appeared to her when he resurrected, and then they branded her in the 4th century. They branded her a prostitute,
always kicking women to the back,
right? And but she wasn't a prostitute, and for years I grew up thinking that she was the penitent prostitute, and she just wasn't.
Wow. Ooh, I want to read this.
Oh, yeah. And her gospel, get this. So her gospel was actually burned. It was ordered to be burned by like crazy Pope in the 4th century. I think it was Pope Gregory or someone like that. The same Pope that said she was a prostitute. And thankfully, some rebel monks buried 3 copies of her gospel in the Egyptian desert. And they were unearthed about 80 years ago, I want to say.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's
and her
amazing.
Gospel only recently came to print, like, I want to say around 2000, the year 2000, it came to print.
Oh my God.
And this book is just fascinating.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait.
And it's all, I feel like it coincides with that rising of the divine feminine, of women coming back into that balanced position with men, because it's not about one sex overtaking the other. It's about like respecting each other equally and working together and being united. And I feel like even what we're going through right now with this whole virus thing, like I feel like in a strange way it's resetting the planet, and that balance is really coming into play now.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think this is a massive reset in a lot of areas.
Yeah, for sure. I do too. Yeah. Oh, it's been so wonderful talking with you.
Oh my
I know
goodness,
you're a busy bee and you have to go and do a tutorial now, which I'm going to watch about doing
your
roots.
Oh God, pray for me because we're doing it all Instagram live. She sent my hair color to me. We'll see. This will be interesting. It'll either be really great or really not great. So
it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And I'm going to totally take it on board because I am sporting Shakira roots right now.
Oh my God. And I've got like gray hair. I have
no
idea.
You do not have gray hair.
I mean, I'm 30. So yeah,
I think I do. They could well be like magic strands. Like
magic strands. No, I think life is just stressing me out, and I had no idea because I color my hair so religiously, especially for Katie Keene. Like, my hair has to be black, so now everything's growing in, and my natural hair color is just not great.
That's a good
point, gonna fix that.
You know, because mine's dyed. I've probably got so many gray hairs, but I just don't even look. I just don't want to
know. You're blonde, too, so it probably, like, helps disguise it if you do.
Yeah. Definitely. So true. You know what? It's so bizarre that you've just said that because I've said that like it's like etheric hair. And I wanted to say how excited my little girl Gracie was the other day because we put the Secret of the Wings on and you are periwinkle.
Oh, Miss Periwinkle.
You're periwinkle.
I can't wait for my nieces to discover that because they don't give a, they do not care about anything else. They cared that I was like on a Cheerios box. They thought that was cool. But I think they'll think periwinkle is cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait till they discover that. They're going to just lose their minds because Gracie, I mean, I was excited. I love Tinkerbell. I love fairies, of course.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. So on that note, we'll end on a high. But you take care and thank you so much for doing this.
I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. We got more angel magic happening
more
next
stuff
week
to do.
Yeah.
Well, you're the blessed. I was gonna say you're the best and you're a blessing. You're
I'm
a blessed.
Blessed.
You're
the best.
The blessed. So I'm gonna sign off to everyone. You're the blessed. No, you are the best though, and I'm so glad we could do this.
Thank you so much. And you are the best. No, really, you are the best. We're just going to have a full-on argument now at the end of the podcast as to who is the best. Oh, but I truly love you so much, Lucy. You are
love
a shining
you.
Light. Even though you love crime documentaries, you are a shining light.
I'll never
world.
Stop.
Thank
Tell
you
Barry
so
and the kids hi for me.
I will. They send their love. Thank you so much,
All
love.
Right.
And we'll
of
speak
course.
Soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.